The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Nicole is on the phone and she wants to call a guy named Aaron. The two of them bonded over their love of France. Yeah. They went out to dinner and talked about how they both have traveled there and experienced the Champs-Élysées, Versailles.
Yeah, Versailles.
And then
gorgeous.
Walked around the Louvre Museum and checked that out for a bit. Just two cultured individuals talking about what they saw over there in Francois.
Oh, no. You're
Nicole?
So American.
Nicole?
Nicole?
Yes. Oh, I'm here. I was really enjoying the music.
Did it feel like you were out to dinner with Aaron all over again, the way that I was speaking?
Yeah, that definitely did.
I, too, am a very cultured individual. Yeah. So Nicole met Aaron online. They both have traveled a lot. They bonded over that. They went out to dinner. But at the end of the night, she said, hey, how about a French kiss? I get it, because we've both been to France. Yeah. And he said, that's a funny joke, and gave her a hug. So no kiss, and now no phone call for over a week. So we're going to get him on the phone and see if we can find out why. I'm going to dial his phone number right now and see if he picks up, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, I was looking for Aaron.
This is Aaron.
Aaron, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm okay. From where?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Oh, I only listen to NPR. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah.
We're kind of the same.
No, we're not at all.
If you add a like NPR plus Justin Bieber plus fart jokes.
Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm not familiar. How can I help you?
Well, I'm calling you today because a listener to our show actually emailed us to see if we could get you on the phone.
A listener? Okay.
Yes.
I don't know anyone who might listen to you, but sure.
Well, you do actually know one person who listens to us. Her name is Nicole, and you guys went out on a date the other day.
Yeah. I know Nicole. I blocked her.
What?
Wait, you what?
I blocked her from everything. Social, her number.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay. Why would you block her?
Block her?
How is that any business of yours?
Well, because she emailed us and wanted us to get in touch with you because we do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. That's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then don't call them afterwards, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask what went wrong. So she was curious why you weren't calling her back. And I guess we know now that you've blocked her. But she wanted to know why.
Oh, so you're going to tell her?
Yeah, that's the whole point. We get the info from you, and then we pass it along to her.
Okay, I think this could be good for her to know, actually.
Okay, so what would you like us to tell Nicole?
Well, tell Nicole that it's been done, it's been played out, and she needs to shake it up a little bit.
Is she like harassing you or something, and that's why you blocked her? Is that what you mean by it's been played out or something?
No, I mean, tell her that she needs to stop being so average.
What?
Being so average.
Whoa, what does that mean?
Okay,
that was
very average.
What about her is mean? So average?
I mean, not to be mean. I mean, it's just how she is. But, you know, it's the same American thing. The girl who thinks she likes to travel and is so cultured, but really isn't.
So wait, you blocked her from all social media and everything on the internet because you think that she's average and isn't well-cultured enough?
I'll give you an example. You know, she says she's well-traveled. And she says, you know, France is her favorite place to go. And she says the most incredible place to go in France is Paris. And then she, like, flashes her stupid Eiffel Tower keychain. I was just not impressed.
You were not impressed that she liked Paris?
Not at all. Every American woman says they love Paris.
So what if she loved... Paris is an awesome city. So what?
Paris was an awesome city in the 19th century.
So,
I mean,
Paris is not awesome anymore.
No, I mean, most people, you know, you say Lyon or you say Dijon. But, I mean, Paris was a while ago. We did that.
Whatever you said to me just sounded like mustard. That's all.
No. It's a city.
Yeah, I don't know where you're talking about.
I mean, you get the gist. She's an American girl, says she loves to travel, and she's just skimmed the surface, and I wasn't that impressed with it, and frankly, I didn't have the patience for it.
Whoa. You know, the patience.
You sound super condescending. Like, can't you just understand that, one, she's trying to connect with you on a level where she knows you have interests?
Connect with me over Paris. I find that very funny.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Paris isn't cool.
Yeah, I guess, okay. Well, if I ever take a trip to France, I know not to go to Paris now, right?
I mean, you can fly to Paris and buy a croissant and go to the top of the Eiffel Tower.
Whoa.
And you're still not a world traveler.
What are you talking? There's some people that I know that has never even been out of the country. I mean, good for her for
I pity those people.
Okay.
Just like you pity Nicole,
yeah.
It sounds like.
Exactly.
All right, well, Aaron, thank you for sharing. I need to share with you that Nicole is actually on the other line and wants to talk to you.
Wait, right now?
Yes, right now.
Right now.
Yes, Nicole?
Hey, Aaron, it's that basic chick you went on a date with. I'm so embarrassed right now. I swear to God, he was not this pretentious on our date, okay? Like, he was a cultured person. He was not this condescending. This is not who I thought you were, Aaron.
How would you remotely know that I'm cultured if you're not close to that?
Oh!
It's like, you're talking to me as if we didn't converse at all the night. I told you, I've been to many, many countries. You've lived in Paris for 8 years. I've traveled to France, Italy, Austria, Switzerland. Like, I've been many places. How can you say that?
Stop talking. I don't need to hear, you know, your passport stamps of the world.
Whoa.
I heard you say it once on our date, and I don't need to hear it a second time.
Oh, my gosh!
I don't understand. Like, who do you think you are? Do you think that you're, like, some prince or something? I mean, why do you think that you're so incredible?
Yeah.
Well, I actually do have a little bit of royal ancestry and blood, but
God.
But I don't like to, talk about it much.
Oh my God.
Well,
oh my God.
Why would you? That's kind of showing off at that point, Aaron.
Well,
look, Aaron, all I have to say is, like, if you plan on ever finding love in this life, you've got to change because you're being a huge pretentious jerk right now.
Right? Well, I'll think about that next time I'm flying on my jet to Megeve with my family to ski and you're at some senior frogs trying to buy a shot glass. Tell everyone you went to Puerto Vallarta.
My God.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I actually liked you.
And you didn't see any of this on your date with him?
No, he totally hoodwinked me. I thought that he was a really sweet gentleman. I don't know, he must have real game or something.
This guy?
I actually was a gentleman. It was excruciating to sit there for 2 hours or whatever, and I laughed on the inside. And frankly, I think I'm done.
Oh,
whoa.
Man.
Well, that makes two of us, Aaron. Finally, we have something actually in common because we are both done. I do not ever want to speak to you again.
Oh well, geez. That came as a shock.
And Nicole, before you go, it's pronounced can, not can.
Oh,
you know what, Aaron? Why don't you go suck your own because no woman is ever going to do it for you, okay?
Oh, my God. I just fell in love with Nicole. Oh, my God.
Aaron, you seem cultured enough. Are you able to do that? Because I've heard that Frenchmen can do that to themselves.
As every
wow.
man should.
This is the reason I don't listen to terrestrial radio.
Well, thank you for being on terrestrial radio for a few minutes. Appreciate your feedback, Aaron. Nicole, I didn't even get to ask if he'd go on a second date with you.
Oh, come on.
I think you know the answer. I'm honestly so sorry you had to deal with him, you guys. I'm very embarrassed. Right,
that's
now.
All right. So what are you gonna do now?
I'm just so angry. I just want to find him and just hit him over the head with a baguette or something.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.